brothers and sisters, in the name of the Most High, greet you. How you doing? I know I need to do a longer show here coming up, but I just want to take the chances to connect a little bit in between everything, because there's much to be said. There's a tremendous amount going on, and but I feel compelled continuously to encourage you all. At the same time, there's so much going on and there's so much happening, and if you are a person of the Spirit, you're picking up on everything going on in the Spirit, and it's you know, along with all the other things that you're feeling and experiencing and things going on in your personal life, and people manifesting around you and people losing their minds and people, all that stuff is going to be happening right now, and it's fine. Because for you, the one who knows truth, walks in truth, lives in the truth, nothing will dislodge you or will send you in a spiral, because you have a foundation. The people that have not built their life on the foundation, which is truth, they're the ones that are really struggling as we go and continue to move up in frequency, move up in exposure, move up in light and truth coming forward. You know, a long time ago, when I was young and younger, I'm still young, but when I was younger, and you know, I was just walking with our Creator, and one of the things that He showed me was just, and He used the analogy of chess with me, because I used to play chess as a kid, because I learned as a kid, and I used to play. I think I even did a couple tournaments. But one of the things was, if you didn't know how the game of chess worked, and you just showed up, plopped down in the middle of something, and then now you were expected to play, and you were aligned on the other side of, you're going to play Bobby Fischer, who's, you know, master chess player, and you, who've never learned, and maybe you know a couple things, you know, like, okay, this piece does this, this piece does that, this is how this piece can move, this is the object of the game, okay, go. That's kind of what life was when people were dropped into this. And, you know, the world system, the enemy of your soul, was that Bobby Fischer that you're sitting across from, that's just waiting to destroy you on that board. And the thing that the Spirit of our Creator showed me was, look, even if all you've got to do is listen to me and listen to the instructions that I give you, and I will tell you, you know, this piece to A4, this piece to B5, this one to D7, you know, like I'll give you the moves, I'll tell you and I'll show you what to do. And if you just do that, if you just listen, because the kingdom is within, so you're going to have that revelation within you, you're going to be shown what to do within you, not externally. If you just do that, you are going to know what to do. Sometimes the things may seem counterintuitive, because sometimes in a game of chess, there's moves that you make that might seem counterintuitive. Sometimes somebody may sacrifice one piece in order to do better, or to get an advantage against the other player in another piece. So there's a lot of things, right? But if you just listen, I will show you everything you need to do along the way. And that was the way that I did a lot of things. And I used this analogy as well. You know, the walk of faith was just, you just take one step of faith after another. You know, you take a step of faith, and then you hear God speak again. You do the next one, then you do the next one, and pretty soon you find you're walking. So, just to say that if you do that which is revealed within to do, and you go forward in that, because the kingdom is within, you're going to be amazed at how things happen, how things manifest, what actually takes place, what actually occurs. And when you've done that, you're good. Let everything else be what it is, but that's your path, that's your journey. And so I say that because, you know, a little bit of a run up now to today and what's going on. There's so much going on from a human level of being somebody that's just sought to do things that God has put in front of me to do. And I should just change that word, because when we say God, we need, there's 330 million gods in India. You know, when we say God, there's a lot of things. So I do think that the term source or our creator, those are probably, they're much more descriptive of what we're referring to. There's a lot of people that want to stand in the place of God. And there's a lot of people that when they talk about God, they're not talking about source. They're not talking about our creator. They're talking about something else that would like to assume that position. But they're a usurper and they're out of position. There's only one source. There's only one creator. So if and when I use the term God, that's just for clarification, I'm referring to there's only one, which is the source from which I am, because we have him within us. The kingdom is within. So we are one with him, and we are a fractal of him here. That's what the enemy wants to keep you away from. He wants you to be looking for something external when that is within. The human portion of me that is observing how these things are happening and coming to pass, I am amazed on one side because I see how things line up in such an incredible way, in such incredible mathematical precision. I'll give you a few things too. Save America, Change the World, right? When did we come out with that? We started talking about that 2013. Definitely overtly 2014. There would be in publications online a digital footprint for that. That was out there back then. Choose this day whom you will serve has been at the very base of the FaithNick's homepage since we launched it, and we've never taken it off there. It's always been there. Alright? The Human 2020 initiative. 20 minutes. Which was also part of that initiative. One of the overt things that everybody's seen has been the 20 on 20 piece, where every 20th for 20 minutes we've gotten together to, with others that are also the same space, the same kingdom within, understanding, resonating inside of them, this is what needs to be done, combining together, engaged for one thing, one purpose, that petition, that joint collaboration, people getting up at what time? 3 a.m. in the U.S., all around the world though, it's the 20th, all this stuff was very deliberate and very purposeful. Very deliberate and very purposeful. And I just need to make a note of this and just have a timestamp on this for a reason, because in the future, all this stuff is going to just be, you're going to understand that our Creator has always been in control and always been working on behalf of his people, has always been in the process of doing what he is going to do. We're coming into an incredible time. This is not a time of doom and gloom. This is a time of light breaking forth, and of truth and revelation, and the fulfillment of everything that we've seen and been shown. All those things will come out. I mean, we're continuously being shown new things all the time too. So, but what we know and understand already, and some of these things that we've put out, all that's in process. All right, hey, bless you guys. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. All right, bye.